AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama told graduates at the Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut global warming is a threat to national security. He told them they know better than anyone it would be wrong to ignore a looming crisis like climate change.
If you see storm clouds gathering or dangerous shoals ahead, you don't sit back and do nothing. You take action to protect your ship, to keep your crew safe. Anything less is negligence.
With Republicans in control in Congress, the president has been doing what he can to combat climate change on his own through executive orders to cut greenhouse gas emissions. The military says a second Marine has died of injuries suffered in a plane crash during a training exercise in Hawaii. More than 100 documents are being released that were seized from the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound. It includes a loving letter to one of his wives and a job application for his terrorist network. The questions on that application include, do you wish to execute a suicide operation? And who would we contact in case you became a martyr? Nuclear talks are underway again between Iran and six world powers.
Experts from Iran and from the European Union are fronting the resumed talks in the early going of this round, but the group of six that includes the United States may already be seeing tougher sledding ahead. In Tehran, Iran's supreme leader vowed the country will resist coercion and excessive demands from America. He will not allow, he says, international inspection of Iran's military sites under any nuclear agreement. A U.S. State Department fact sheet says, according to a framework agreement, that Iran would be required to grant the UN nuclear agency access to any suspicious sites. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
Conagra Foods has agreed to pay more than $11 million to settle charges it shipped Peter Pan peanut butter tainted with salmonella from a plant in Georgia more than 8 years ago. More than 600 people got sick. Wall Street stocks are lower, the Dow down 14. This is AP Radio News. There are signs of growth in the economy in Europe, but the slump has been going on for so long, full recovery is going to take some time. The AP's David McHugh is in Frankfurt.
Some of the economists are saying that even when the growth figure is made up and Europe's economy is as big as it was before the crisis started in 2008, unemployment will take several more years to come down, so that, in a sense, it's a lost decade and then some.
There was an improvement in the Eurozone's growth for the first 3 months of this year. Lawmakers in Nebraska gave final approval to a bill abolishing the death penalty. There are enough votes to override an expected veto from Governor Pete Ricketts. Federal drug agents raided medical clinics, pharmacies, and other locations across the South today, wrapping up what a federal official called a long-running crackdown on prescription drug abuse. The raids were in Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.